This morning, the Wisconsin Association for Justice and several other organizations held a press conference in which they were critical of some of the job creation legislation that you'd offered. I wanted to ask you specifically about SB 13, the providing legal immunity for medical device and drug manufacturers. Now, there was quite a bit of criticism about this, saying that essentially what this would do would prevent Wisconsin residents who might be injured by these devices or who might become ill or die because of prescription problems with some of these medications from ever participating in any sort of class action that would be taken in the other 50 states. I guess, how do you respond to that criticism?
Sure. Well, I mean, first of all, what the bill is essentially saying is that you shouldn't be sued for following the law. The companies that are, you know, bringing medical devices and, you know, drugs to the market go through an extensive FDA process, and the bill is not saying that if there is an attempt to defraud the FDA, you know, withhold data or offer fraudulent data, that there would be protection. But in cases where, you know, the parties have done their due diligence, have complied with the FDA and all of the rigorous testing that's involved there, that they shouldn't be sued for following the law. And that, you know, the reasoning behind that is what we're trying to do is improve our state's job climate here by reducing the cost of doing business. And part of that includes reducing the cost of doing research that, frankly, can be life-saving in many circumstances.
As was pointed out, and I'm sure you're well aware, a number of drugs that have been approved by the FDA have later proved to be problematic, with people even dying as a result of taking them.
Yeah, and what I would say is we certainly need to consider that, and that needs to be part of, you know, reforming the FDA and getting the FDA to operate in its most effective manner. But I also think the opponents of this legislation are failing to look at the other side of the coin, and that is to look at the drugs and the devices that are never approved or never researched or never brought through the process because of the cost of lawsuits and because of the costs in these cases, that, you know, these are potentially life-saving drugs that may never see the market and we may never know their names because of the costs that are putting in place.
There was also a number of the speakers suggested that this change, in fact, will not bring one job to Wisconsin. They cited the experience in Michigan where a similar law was put into place, and, in fact, that company actually lost pharmaceutical jobs. But you say that this will attract pharmaceutical manufacturers to the state?
Well, I've never said it's the end-all and be-all, and you obviously have to look at a state's entire, you know, economic portfolio and its entire you know, economic climate and business climate and the cost of doing business there. And, you know, there's obviously a lot going on in Michigan that's different from what's going on in Wisconsin. You know, what I can tell you is the aim here was to improve the job climate. And, in fact, after I've authored the legislation, you know, others have been talking about it, and I was actually contacted by Abbott Labs, which is sitting right across our border in Illinois, and I believe they even own land in Wisconsin that they could potentially expand in. And, you know, they have come to me and tell me this makes Wisconsin more attractive to the investment that's needed to bring the jobs here.
Hey, Senator, could I also ask you about SB 13? SB 12, the legislation to limit attorney fees in certain cases to 3 times the award?
Sure.
You're also the primary author of that one?
Yeah, that's right. You know, this is the issue here that we're talking about is trying to get cases where there is fee shifting involved, you know, where attorney's fees are being assessed onto the other party. And in some cases where there's a relatively low amount in dispute, resulting in enormous attorney's fees. So what should be cases that are relatively quickly and settled outside of court, some attorneys have an incentive, you know, in place because of the structure, frankly, to build up high fees and win at trial, where obviously there's an additional cost to taxpayers of putting on a trial and going to court. But, you know, what we're trying to do is try to create an incentive here to settle out of court, and that reduced costs to taxpayers, reduced costs to the parties that are hailed into court.
The argument that the people at this were making, and the Wisconsin Association for Justice made this to me a couple of weeks ago as well, is that, in fact, what's going to happen, rather than people settling out of court, is that these cases just aren't going to be brought forward at all, that it is prohibitive for the attorneys to start to work on them because there are such small amounts involved. They're typically just hundreds of dollars, perhaps in the low thousands. And really the only realistic way for any sort of settlement to get reached is for an attorney to be involved and for it to be pursued, you know, to the logical conclusion where the judge can then take a look at the ruling and decide what the fees that the attorney is going to collect will be.
Well, I guess as an attorney myself, I'm a bit shocked to hear, as you're saying, other attorneys saying, we're only going to take the case unless there's a giant payday at the end. I think, you know, if potential clients come to an attorney with a valid claim, most attorneys that I know would you know, gladly assist an individual with a valid claim. Now, you know, the idea, though, that claim be pursued in the court where in racking up enormous costs has become a concern. So I think in these cases where clients and individuals, consumers, have valid claims, those claims will get brought, and there will be an incentive on both sides because both sides will have to pay attorneys to settle out of court earlier instead of racking up the valid cost, the high costs.
But again, who's going to represent these claimants where the dollar amounts are relatively low? There's no incentive for these attorneys to do that.
Well, I think the longer that any case is brought out, there will be cases. I mean, I think if you're talking here, we're setting it at three times the amount in dispute. So if you're talking about a case of, say, a $10,000 issue, you know, at issue, you're talking about an attorney's fee of $30,000. And, you know, I think for attorneys to say we're not going to take a case where we have $10,000 at issue and $30,000 is our potential payoff at the end, you know, I don't see that happening. I think, you know, those cases are going to get brought. Those cases will be able to have their day. They just won't be able to rack up exorbitant costs when there are smaller dollars on the line.
Very good. Senator, I thank you very much for returning the call this afternoon.
Sure. Thank you.